from KQED.
State lawmakers are being lobbied to take a harder line on prescription drug abuse and the doctors who enable it. A number of bills attempt to address the problem, but not the $250,000 cap on jury awards to victims of medical malpractice for pain and suffering. That was etched in stone as part of a landmark act in 1975. Reform advocates are mobilizing to attack that on next year's ballot. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports.
Consumer Watchdog, a group with a lot of experience battling over insurance laws, is now leading an effort to repeal that limit. Bob Pack, who has pushed for several new laws ever since his two children were killed by a drugged driver, says the damages cap isn't fair to victims. One problem, he says, is that it was never adjusted for inflation.
It should be minimal, a million-dollar award, and for gross negligence or catastrophic injury, it should have higher caps.
Pack is part of an effort to get rid of the cap through a new ballot initiative. The group is still working on the specific language and hasn't submitted it to the Secretary of State's office yet. But PAC says they've already raised more than $1 million for a campaign. The effort has the attention of the medical community. Some doctors warn eliminating damage caps would lead to increased health care costs. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.